You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Friday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 31st, and after last night, the stage is now set for the NBA Finals. We also had some playoff hockey, along with games in the MLB and the WNBA, so let's talk about it. We will start off with Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals, where the Timberwolves hosted the Mavs up in Minneapolis and got absolutely smacked, 124-103. Remarkably, the final score wasn't even as indicative of how much of a blowout this was. Luka went nuts in the first quarter, scoring 20 points and giving the Mavs a 16-point lead, which they eventually grew to 29 at the half, and at one point they even led by 36 in the third before they let off the gas a little bit. And as I mentioned, Luka was simply on fire to start this game, and then Kyrie came out and he was just as good. They both finished with 36 points on 14 made field goals, and they combined for 14 rebounds and 10 assists as well. Luka was extremely efficient, shooting 64% from the field, and Kyrie remarkably had zero turnovers despite playing 40 minutes. They also got a solid performance from the rookie Derek Lively off the bench, who had 9 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 blocks. And another crazy stat on top of that, he finished 16 for 16 from the field in this series. He just didn't miss, so just incredible stuff from him. Now, I will say a lot of those buckets were dunks or alley-oops, but it's still super impressive nonetheless. On the other side, Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns both finished with 28 in the losing effort, and they will be sent packing for the offseason with the Mavs clinching the series 4-1. Luka was awarded the Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP, and Dallas will now advance to the finals to take on Boston. The Celtics are the early favorites to win the championship, and they opened as a 6-point favorite in Game 1, but I wouldn't count out this Mavs team. Luka has proven himself to be a bona fide superstar, especially after this series, and we already know how Kyrie is just a killer at the end of games, which he has shown time and time again, including that shot to win the 2016 Finals over the Warriors. So I would still give the edge to the Celtics at this point because they're so deep. They still have their stars with Tatum and Brown. But I think this series is going to be closer than a lot of people are projecting. Boston has a bunch of guys to throw at Luka and Kyrie, but they've just been so good so far. And so I think we'd probably see a few games where they don't play their best, but also a few games where they're just unstoppable as well, no matter what, and they still win. So because of that, I think that makes this series probably 6 or 7 games with Boston still winning. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if this one is the other way around. So excited to see that one. And that one will start June 6th. I think we're 7 or 8 days away now. But about a week. Anyway, also we had Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL last night with the Rangers hosting the Panthers in Madison Square Garden. Neither team scored in the first, but Chris Kreider finally broke the tie 2 minutes into the second period on a shorthanded goal before Forsling tied it back up for the Panthers about 6 minutes later, and that would be the score heading into the third, and it would stay tied for a while before Florida finally took the lead on a Lundell goal with 9 minutes and change to play. They extended the lead with an empty netter, and then New York cut it to 1 with just 50 seconds left, but it was too little, too late, as the Panthers take Game 5 on the road and will now head back to Florida with a 3-2 series lead and a chance to clinch the series on Saturday. Tonight we'll get Game 5 between the Oilers and the Stars in Dallas, with that series tied 2-2. The Stars are the opening favorites in this one, but the home teams have split each game so far in this series, so we'll see if Edmonton can pull off another one on the road and avoid the 3-2 hole. Over in the MLB, we had a bunch of close games last night, starting with the Mets and the Diamondbacks in New York. Arizona had a 2-1 lead heading into the seventh, but then Lindor drove in a run to tie the game, and JD Martinez homered an inning later to take the lead. And that would be the final, as the Mets squeaked this one out 3-2. Lindor also homered earlier in the game, and he finished 4-for-4 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. The Mets really needed this one, as it was just their second win in their last 10 games, and they are struggling to stay in contention in the NL East. They're already 15.5 back of the Phillies. We also had the Twins winning a one-run game against the Royals in Minnesota. Kansas City did their best to make it interesting, scoring two in the ninth to cut it to 7-6, but that was not enough as they now fall to three games behind the Guardians in the AL Central, which currently has four teams that are at least 500 or better after being one of, if not the worst division in all of baseball last year. Next, the Rays beat the A's 6-5 in extras on a single from Richie Palacios that scored Jose Caballero in the 12th. The Rays hit three home runs in this one, including two from Jose Siri, and the second one was pure comedy as the A's announcer taunted him on the broadcast saying, "Hey Siri, it's not your night." And then literally on the next pitch, he just crushed it 407 feet to left field to tie the game in the ninth and send it to extras. I'm not really sure who this announcer is for the A's. I should probably look it up, but it seems like every day I see another clip of them going viral on Twitter for another brutal call. And this one was just the cherry on top. If you haven't seen it yet, I'd go check it out on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, to mention a few other scores, the Nationals beat the Braves 3-1 and the Brewers beat the Cubs 6-4 in a pair of National League showdowns. And then also the Yankees beat the Angels 8-3 as Aaron Judge hit his league leading 18th home run. And we also had a couple of shutouts as the Tigers beat the Red Sox 5-0 and the Astros beat the Mariners 4-0. With that, we will pivot over to the WNBA, where the Storm beat the Fever 103-88. Jewel Lloyd finished with 22 points, with Skylar Diggins-Smith and Ogwumike adding 18 and 17 in the win. Nelissa Smith had 23 and 10 boards, and Caitlin Clark finished with 20 points and 9 assists in the losing effort for Indiana, as they are now just 1-8 on the season, with the worst point differential in the league. Following that game, the Chicago Sky beat the LA Sparks 83-73 for their first home victory of the season. Marina Mabry finished with 27-7 in the win and is now averaging 17-6-5 on 40% shooting for the season as one of the leaders on this young Sky team. Hamby and Nurse combined for 41 in the loss for the Sparks as they are now just 2-5 on the season, only better than the Fever and the winless Mystics. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Friday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.